Kings fans, of all the podcasts that I listen to, King's Realm Podcast is one of them. This is where you go for all your Kings news, Kings fans. Go Kings go. Best podcast in the business. Maybe. Take it from me, Dave Joseph, and listen to King's Realm Podcast.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on social media at King's Realm Pod. Leave us a voicemail, send us a text at 562-317-0087. So the Kings have lost some ground this week after going 1-3, which gives them a 29-19-10 record. And that leaves them tied with Nashville in the wild card spots. Yeah. Tale of two teams this season, right? Am I right? I'm Dennis Wilson. That is James Whitlock. And Jordan Ekman.
Hi.
I like how James asked me to crack something for him, so he has a legit crack and then still makes a sound with his mouth.
I like to use my mouth.
Show title already.
She's a lucky woman. Hi, Hannah.
All right. She's a lucky woman. Hi, Hannah.
Yeah.
The action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook, especially this summer. With tons of ways to bet on your favorite sports, you can fuel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right. Make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on major action for baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, overs-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Make your first deposit and get risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, licensed partner of Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, L.A. 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario, see sportsbook. DraftKings.com/football terms for eligibility. Terms and responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
You know what sucks?
The Kings.
What's that?
Besides that, when you go to the store, you go to the liquor store and you buy some beer, you pay pretty good money for it, right? It's ballast point stuff. You open it and you start drinking. It's like, man, this does not taste good. And then you check another can and you look at when it was actually like canned and it's May of last year and it's an IPA. That's bad. Yeah. So that was fun. Go ahead and not drink beer tonight.
Yeah. Really.
Am I the only one drinking tonight?
It sounds like it. So you're drinking for three.
It's like when I was pregnant with twins.
God. I can go that steal. Sucks. Oh, you know what? Laura has beer. I can go steal her beer.
Do it.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I don't even want to listen. I don't even talk about games. So
we're not going to talk about hockey tonight because you know it's just it's not.
I'm going to be back because I do want to drink. I'm going to be back. I'm going to steal her beer.
Okay. Go for it. Well, thank God Dennis is gone. I'm just kidding.
I heard that.
Damn it. Strawberry ice cream, what's going on? Why is Mikey drinking for three? Should we wait for Dennis to talk about these games?
Do it. Let's get started. Let's get it started.
All right. Yeah, we'll save him the pain, at least in this first one. All right, Nashville, important game. As you heard in the intro, we are one game ahead of them in the wild card spot. And it was a very similar situation, I think, where there were two games behind when we played this game against them. So you think the Kings would play with a little bit of vigor and gusto. First period started with Trident scoring his ninth goal of the season for the Nashville Predators. Chris Hansen comes up, and Kevin Fiala comes back and scores a power play goal to tie it up in the first period. Second period, breaks the tie. Mark Janikowski. Scores only his second goal of the game, so he's really good at hockey. And then the Kings do absolutely nothing after that, and the Predators score two empty net goals to round out the game. They just looked uninspired. If you look at the box score here, it looks like the game was a lot closer than it was. And in reality, it was. It was a 2-1 game before they scored those empty net goals. But the Kings just looked tired and uninspired. I think I already used that. And just not having any fun. So there goes the luster of a new coach.
Yeah, samesies. Not having any fun.
Yeah. There it is. What you got
much,
there?
Much fresh.
Much, much fresh. It's a Santa Monica Brew Works 310 Blonde.
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
It's, all right, Dennis, Kevin, we did you a favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you a favor and went through the Nashville game real quick. Do you have anything to add?
No.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that.
The game where we should have shit down the Ducks' throats, and we didn't really. But, you know, we got the win. Spoiler alert.
Fucking Gibson, though. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
How many shots did they wind up with? It was something stupid,
He made 48 saves.
Yeah.
So 50 shots. For those of you playing the at-home game. Maths. Jakob Silverberg opens it up with a power play goal. Kevin Fiala answers back with another power play goal, starting off just like the last game. and then, while on a power play, the Ducks come, well, while the Kings are on a power play, the Ducks answer with a shorthanded goal to take the lead again. And then Drew Doughty, doing Drew Doughty things, has a power play goal of his own to send it to overtime with 5.5 minutes left. Well, they didn't go to overtime at that point. Goes to overtime, nobody scores, and then we have a shootout, which we all know what that means, right?
I mean, usually Kings lose, but...
Usually Kings lose.
Yeah.
But not this time around, with goals from Dubois, Trevor Moore, and Trevor Moore.
I thought that was another one.
I saw another green check mark, and it was just Leo Carlson scoring a goal.
That
they threw
fucking
up Killorn for their last guy.
Yeah. I mean, questionable, right?
Yeah, I didn't watch this game.
Yeah, McTavish, Carlson, and Killorn.
Yeah, the two first ones make sense. Like, but why don't you throw Zegras out there? With the game on the line.
I didn't really watch. I don't think I watched that game. I watched the end of the game. Did he play?
Maybe not.
I don't think he played.
And I just exited out on my screen. So,
yeah, he's not on here. He didn't play.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But I mean, even, I feel like Fowler would have been a better choice or,
yeah, for sure.
You know, like Vetrano or Henrique
or Gibson.
Or Gibson. Just fling it from the other end of the ice.
You imagine, like, it's the last game of the season that happens to go to overtime and a shootout, and it's like the Sharks versus the Ducks. Like, they just, like, send out their goalies at the very end, just say, fuck it.
Gentlemen's agreement.
Yeah, I'm fucking here
for
that.
The backup goalies.
Yeah.
Hey, it would make ESPN.
Oh, 1,000%.
For sure. It'd make highlights for years. Why not?
Dun-dun-dun.
I don't even think you send the backup goalies. You just go to the starting goalies. Like, they just take turns, like, going at each other until the game's finished.
Yep.
Like, go, like, Olympic style, and you can send as, like, the same player as many times as you want, like, TJ Oshie, Kovalchuk style, and may the best American win. No? All right. Anyways, that game was not a great game either, even though they won a game that they should have won. At home against a team that they should have came out firing on all cylinders. And luckily they suck more than we do at this current time.
Yeah, but I think they got goalied a bit. So 1,000%. Just looking at it, like, I mean, they won 67.9, so 68% of faceoffs. Like, Jesus. They also did have 9 giveaways to the Ducks too, so they did suck a little bit.
Yeah.
But they should have killed them.
Yeah, I watched the 5-minute little recap they have on NHL.com, and it doesn't look like the Kings that, you know, went 5-1 in their first 6 games with a new coach at all.
Nope.
And it continues to do so in the game against Edmonton. First half of the back-to-back. Another 40 shots on goal. Trevor Moore gets the party started with his 22nd goal of the game. Yes, he's still good at hockey. Zach Pottmaheimen ties it up in the first period. Alex LaFerriere then takes the lead in the second. Kings are not looking too bad at this point. But then captain power play, Leon Draisaitl, scores up. Guess what? On the power play.
Captain power
play. Had to know that was coming.
Yeah. And then Edmonton doesn't look back after that. Evan Bouchard and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins both score to finish the game 4-2. Another power play goal. That's the third in 3 games this week. Just a little fun fact. McDavid scored his 69th assist in this game. So, you know, that's fun.
I thought you were going to say that's nice.
It's nice. Nice. But look at the box score again. Obviously, you know, shots on goal in favor of the Kings, 40-31. Faceoff percentage, we lost out on that. There was no power play goal in this game. My bad. I take that back. It's the team that has been our Achilles heel in the playoffs. We played well against them last time. They really showed what they could do against a team like that. And
that wasn't even the worst loss of the game.
Talking about campaign?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll, there's some more to talk about that. But, yes, Kempe did leave the game. With an apparent upper body injury. I think we'll dive a little bit more into that in the general notables, because there's some rumors flying around that Blake needs to shut the fuck down. Going in the final and not so fun game. Philip Deneau opens up the scoring with his 11th goal of the season in the second period, because they didn't score anything in the first. And I'm going to say his name wrong. Mangapang ties it up.
I wasn't mad when he scored because you'd have to say his name.
Yep. I don't have to, but now I feel like I kind of do.
No, you do. Uh-huh. You do.
He used, I assume he's a fire type Pokemon because he's on the flames. No?
That's pretty good. Yeah. I'll go with
okay. it. Okay. Blake Coleman takes the lead, before Kevin Fiala ties it back up before the second period expires. I'm going to try and say this. Yegor Sharangovich.
I choose you, Megapang.
Breaks the tie, and the Calgary doesn't look back.
I'm sorry,
before
who?
Michael back. Yegor Sharangovich.
I know, but who?
He scored 21 goals this season.
Yeah, I know, but who?
The primary assist on that was D Hunt. That's Mike Hunt's brother.
Dick Hunt?
Yeah, there you go. Michael Backlund scores the empty net to put it away. And I don't know other than what else to say other than the Kings look like shit this week.
It was real bad this week.
The best player after the All-Star break was non-existent pretty much all 4 of these games, with the exception of the 1 goal that he scored, I think, in against Nashville. There were some sparks, you know, Dowdy's power play goal, a few other, you know, exciting areas. But I don't know. I was feeling pretty good after Hiller took over, and now I'm not. I'm back to the way that I felt before the All-Star break.
Do you see, it wasn't a goal, but it was close to being a goal. It was pretty sick play. It was Kopitar, like a hard pass, like almost like a shot pass to Turcotte in the slot, and he deflected it and missed the far side by like an inch or two.
There's
if that would have gone in, like that would have been like the sickest goal. I mean, not by field goal's sake, but
yeah.
As far as a deflection that far out, it was so close. You saw it on Turcotte's face. He was upset that one missed.
Wanted it.
Yeah. I brought it up like during the Edmonton game. Like the ice looked slow. Like it just looked really slow. Mm-hmm. But then after watching the Calgary game, I think that was just the Kings. They just looked slow out there. I don't know what's going on. It's and there's not the energy like gone this week. I don't know. Michelle says it right. Kongs. They are the Kongs right now.
Mm-hmm. It seems like Hiller has a tendency to mix up the lines a lot on the go during the game, which is understandable, but like maybe they're kind of protesting that a bit. They want to play with the guys that you know they like playing with, that they have chemistry with, and why fuck with that in like the middle of the game?
Yeah. Michelle says, I blame Canada. Blame Canada. Mm. I mean, I get it. He believes in not letting the guys sit too long. So after like a power play or something, like he's just going to throw whatever out there just to get guys going again. But I'm not sure that's working right now.
Spoiler alert, doesn't work.
It seemed to work in the beginning, but now it's not working. So,
well, it doesn't seem sustainable. Magpie.
Sustainery. Oh. James just got kidnapped in his fucking box of a hotel.
James is in a fucking horror movie right now.
Yeah. Yeah, what hotel is that? So I know not to stay there.
I told you it's Motel 3. It's half as good as Motel 6.
It's Super 4. Yeah, where the fuck is James? This is a good question.
Not so great Western.
Dallas. James is in Dallas.
It's not the best Western.
Hotel yeah, Lumio.
What's the hotel?
I'll give you a hint.
I can't. What?
Hilton Garden.
IHG. It's one of those.
Oh, doesn't. What is the Mitch Hedberg joke? Like, I can't tell you where I'm staying, but it does involve two trees.
Mikey says, James, tell Mikey's dad hi.
Hi, Mikey's dad!
The phone's going to ring in about a minute.
It's only 12:04 here.
Yeah.
I kind of hope someone says, hi! That'd be creepy. Through the wall.
I'm just waiting for the fucking, the room phone to ring. Excuse me, we're getting some noise complaints. Someone yelling.
Who the fuck is Mikey?
Oh, James.
Excuse me while I pick my ear. All right, James, get us there.
General Notables brought to you by Mrs. Zach.
I need to buy a new microphone now. Holy shit.
That's blew that sweet, thing sweet.
Out. Ear did I really?
Did I really?
General Notables. I can't hear myself. So
do you know what clipping is?
General Notables brought to you by Mrs. Is it like edging?
Except not the opposite way. It's really bad.
Oh, okay.
Hence the clip part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut it out.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, I'm just going to say it because that's what I do. Actually, the Kings have improved their power play thanks to this week. Our partially really? 6 week. They're currently 12th in the league at 22.3%.
After scoring, what, one power play goal this week?
Two, maybe?
None in the Calgary game.
Fiala and Doughty are the two that I can think of. So okay. There's probably more because I'm an idiot.
Well, I'm an idiot too. None in Edmonton.
Fair.
Let's see. The Ducks had at least one.
They are within striking distance of the top 10. I'm just saying.
All right. They're 22.3%.
And
okay. There was two in the Ducks game. 2-for-4 in the Ducks game.
There you go. The Canucks are in 10th at 22.8%. They're not far off.
One for three. Okay, so it's three goals. And one for three in Nashville. So, okay.
There you go. Yes, in case you're wondering, they are still first in league on PK at 86.4%, ahead of the Philadelphia Flyers at 86.2%.
So, hey, keep that all year. Keep that the whole year. We fucking hang the banner, right?
Yeah. I think as punishment, they hang the Taylor Swift banner again.
Maybe she's good, good news. No, I don't know.
She still doesn't have a butt. Just saying.
She holds that thing. She holds her pen weird. That's the new thing going around.
Yeah, well, it's like she holds it like it's weird,
like,
right?
Like this. Like, where's the fucking tissue? Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah. There we go.
Like that. Yeah.
That's like my wife's biggest pet peeve.
People hold their pens wrong.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Or Taylor Swift.
when people hold their pens wrong.
Hey,
mostly
maybe.
Kids, like the ones who don't know any better, she's like, that fucking kid is an idiot.
Well, that idiot's well on her way to be a billionaire, so
I guess she's already there, dude.
She's already there. Yeah.
That was kind of the funny part is when a lot of people are like, oh, Travis Kelce's getting like a $70,000 bonus for making the Super Bowl or whatever. So now you know why Taylor's, you know, with him. It's like, motherfucker, she's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not anywhere near that.
She shits out $70,000.
Yeah. People are dumb.
Mm-hmm. Real dumb. They're like, Travis better sign a prenup. Like, to protect his money that he's made, because he's made however much money in endorsements and whatever. It's like, pretty sure Taylor Swift could buy the Chiefs if she felt like it.
She's good.
Yeah.
Not quite, but. Anyways.
I'm going to find out. We ain't got much to talk about, so.
What's that?
I'm going to find out. What are the Chiefs worth? They got to be worth a lot right now.
I'm going to go in the range of $5 billion. Don't look now. Drew Doughty is tied for 6th in goals by defensemen with 13, with one Cale Makar.
Pretty good, Jordan.
Yeah. No.
$4.3
billion. Jesus.
It's a pretty good guess. Mean,
technically, if we're playing Price is Right rules, that's over. But the Dallas Cowboys are the highest.
Holy shit. Yeah, $4.3 billion, making the 23rd most valuable team in the league.
Yeah, crazy, right?
And they're like starting a fucking dynasty. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it doesn't change the fact they're in fucking Kansas City.
The market, right?
Yeah. Just saying. So, yeah, I saw in a graphic with like the top 100 net worth teams.
Mm-hmm.
Of like all the like the pro sports, this included like obviously, you know, football, baseball, basketball, hockey,
football,
F1 teams, soccer.
Oh, F1 teams, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that. Kings were 99.
Kings are 99. Yeah. Pretty cool. They were, I think, the 6th highest net worth team in the NHL.
Yeah. What was the highest was the Maple Leafs, and I think the Bruins was the second. Yeah.
I think it's Maple Leafs, Bruins, Rangers.
Yeah. Something like that.
And then the Habs are in there somewhere, and then Chicago's in there, I'm pretty sure. So
sounds about right.
Yep. Anyways, I guess we'll talk about the Swedish elephant in the room. Swedish elephant house mafia. No? Okay. As mentioned earlier, Kempe left the Edmonton game with an injury. He was flown back to Los Angeles for extensive testing, for further testing, which is obviously not a good sign. And they can make – thanks, Hannah. Appreciate you, as always. there's rumors that Blake is shopping for a new left winger, which is obviously not great. With Arvidsson and Grundstrom both on LTIR, it sounds like probably Kempe is going to also be – heading to LTIR. And I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
No.
Sounds like broken hand or something, or messed up thumb ligament or something.
Broken nail.
Yeah. a hangnail. He's got a big hangnail going on. But there were talks of an MRI, which means soft tissue injury, most likely. So who knows? Who knows?
Not me.
If, the doctors.
Yeah, it's true. If he's out long term, potentially not making it back before the playoffs or making it back around the playoffs, how do you feel about going after another winger? Obviously, a lot depends on that. Like, what's the status of Arvidsson? Grundstrom, I don't think, is really the same type of player.
Yeah, Grundstrom's not going to be your difference maker. I mean, he makes a difference, but you're not selling to replace him, right?
Right.
I kind of feel like a lot of people do. Like, they need to go after a goalie, but like, I don't know how you make that work.
I mean, with the plethora of LTIR relief, you can definitely go for a rental. There's no long-term solution at goalie at the trade deadline, in my opinion. Do I have any facts or stats to back that up? Of course not. This is the King's Realm. But,
and you are Jordan.
That's true. Also true. So goalie at this point in the season, with all the injuries and with how the Kings are playing and with an interim head coach who's not getting it done, I just kind of think you play the kids and let it ride and see what happens from there. Don't make any moves. Sell if you have to. Unfortunately, whether that's Roy or not, I really hope they don't. Get something for Spence, maybe. I don't know if he's in the future of the Kings with Clark coming up. I don't know. It's not fun to think about. I'll just leave it right there.
I mean, Spence still could be a part of the future of the Kings, even with Clark.
He could.
So.
I agree. Especially if they trade Roy, right?
Yeah. True.
I would agree with you, Jordan, though. Just keep it where it's at. Like, most fans will say that they don't have all the pieces right now to be confident in a deep run. And if you're now losing key pieces and there's no clear picture when they're coming back, it's a pretty heavy investment for a chance.
Right. And I mean, if there's one sport that has the opportunity for a team that doesn't, have a chance to make it even to the playoffs, to make it all the way to the Stanley Cup and win it, it's fucking hockey, right?
Yep.
Like you don't see the parity in other sports you do in hockey, or the underdog stories that you do in hockey and like other sports. So like, there's always that chance. And I never leave a game early, even if they're down six goals or whatever. I think I did once, but for being fair, but like I still want to see the Kings succeed regardless, but I don't want to go and mortgage the future more than we already have to have a slightly better chance.
Was it the mayor? Because Mikey's saying we need Foley, Buchnevich, Gensel, Chychrun, Saros, and Fleury, and then we should be able to get to the second round. Yeah, totally. But wasn't it the mayor? I think it was the mayor put out an article saying that
about Fleury.
Fleury would be a good one to go after. And I honestly didn't hate it.
Really?
I forget what he said you'd have to give up, but I don't hate it.
I think if that was the case, and for whatever reason, if they carried three goalies at one game out of the year, I think
they would probably... you're getting rid of one, right?
I would hope so. But yeah, between those three guys, they're probably 100 years old.
Yeah. EMN says that they're fine keeping Ferris. I'm sure they are. But, I mean... you'd have to probably move Riddick, and I don't know. You're giving up Riddick and something else to.
Well, who's even the better goalie between Riddick and Cam right now? Like,
who knows?
They're pretty even.
Right.
I mean, it sucks about Copley because, I mean, if there was a year where he could take over again, this would have been it.
Yeah. Big dick day for UC Soros, one for one.
Yeah. Good luck on that one.
Yeah. I know, but so, like, yes, Flower would be fun to have on the team, especially right now. He would offer some comic relief at the very least, just because he's a funny guy and he does funny things.
Yeah.
But, like, realistically, what would you have to give the Wild to get Fleury?
And realistically,
because he's
leaving Fleury out to dry is still going to get a lot of goals scored against you. So,
yeah.
Well, he's leaving
most 30 plus goalies out to dry is going to.
I'd say just leaving most goalies out to dry as often as the Kings have been doing it is not going to do you very good. But I don't know. I don't know. Are they not playing? Are they not confident in the goalies? Are they not confident in like themselves? Like what the hell is the deal? Like, how can they go from like, you know, last week to this week? You know, the first half of the season, the second half of the season. Like, it's just two completely different teams. You never know what's going to make it on the ice. And
yeah,
it's kind of where we were at last year too.
Yeah, Foxy said like if they could just play somewhere in the middle of those two teams, they're in the playoffs, no problem. But they can't do it. And I don't know what the... I mean, obviously, it wasn't coaching. It's the team. I
mean, again, it's not like you're replacing your head coach with a brand new voice.
So he's obviously doing things differently.
He is, but it's still... you've heard this voice in the room before, like... Put yourself in the player's shoes. Like, okay, well, like maybe I'm not saying this would happen. Maybe they were sick and tired of Todd for whatever reason. And that's the reason why they were playing like shit.
I don't think it was.
Right. But then they have Todd's number two, who is echoing a lot of the things that Todd was saying, because that's his job to do that. And he comes in and he changes things a little bit. Not a ton. You're not seeing like crazy line changes, and he's not sticking with those. Like you're seeing crazy line changes because he's shuffling everything up.
Frequent.
Yeah.
Frequent. There's no consistency. And I remember a couple of years ago, we were talking about like, can we just get some line combinations that stick for a few games and get some chemistry going? And now we're back to that, but even worse.
They had Byfield and Dubois together the prior week for quite a bit of time. And that was a really, really good line.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it's not a line anymore. So,
and I forget which game it was. It was either Calgary or Edmonton, but they rolled out Dubois, Kopitar, Byfield.
Interesting.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare to play against.
It does.
And at the time, I think it was against Edmonton. At the time, they had the supporting cast with Kempe. To not be completely top heavy, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Obviously, Turcotte's going to get a lot more playing time, and that's going to be fun to see. Let him do his thing. Bring up anybody from fucking Ontario to replace Kempe. And stop playing Jad. Stop it.
Stop it.
Yeah, he's kind of just meh.
He's mid.
He's so mid. James has a...
Thanks, Gen Z James.
Some junior high school kids.
Is that Gen Z? I don't know.
Gen A, right? Is that what it is now?
They are, yeah.
We're back
Gen
in the beginning.
Jedi. They're Jedi's. That's how I will say it now forever. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh God.
This is Zoomer James is my spirit animal.
Are we making the playoffs? Is this happening?
Sure.
Are you asking me now or are you asking me last week?
Right now.
Or are you asking me after the Ducks game?
Right now.
Or are you asking me? Oh.
Right now. Your
fat head falls off again.
It's being held up by my Black Rifle stickers very well.
I see some creases in it now.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens when
some bubbles.
Like, when it's raw fucking drywall. I thought you that one's painted, but I didn't clean it. So fucking sue me. It was $5. No.
Calgary's looking real good and the Kings look really shitty against them. And Nashville.
Yeah, the Kings are not making the playoffs. As it stands right now, unless there is some sustained improvement and not just these one-offs for a week and a half, there needs to be some sustained improvement. I think the Kings are even 7-3-0 in their last 10, so it looks like they're playing okay. But they're fucking not. It doesn't meet the eye test. This doesn't look like a team that even wants to be in the playoffs, for that matter.
It just like come out. Terrible plays. Like they're not on the same page on the ice. Like the was in Calgary game, Dubois on the boards, thought Gavrikov was coming out and he was passing out into the middle of the ice and wound up just giving it to Calgary, who scored immediately because mm-hmm. he thought Gavrikov was going to be there. Wasn't like, is that a, who fucked that one up? Who didn't do what they were supposed to do? Or was there just no communication when there should have been communication? Because I mean, he basically coughed that up. I mean, practically in the slot, right? Like, there was nobody there.
Yeah.
It was just open. Just leaving, I forget who fucking played that game, but leaving the goalie out to dry.
Like, Mangapang. Oh. Yeah, I mean, they had every reason this week against the four teams they played to come out and play well.
Yeah.
It was Edmonton, who's been their rival in the playoffs. It's been two teams that are threatening their wild card spot, and it's the fucking Ducks.
Yeah, it was a
and
they came goal. Out
fucking flat every single fucking game. Mm-hmm. And it was sustained flatness. Like Taylor Swift. it just back. Doesn't...
She sings in key. She's good.
Fair. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a team that even cares to be in the playoffs.
Jane says, I think we're better than St. Louis, Nashville, and Calgary. Still 23 games left.
I think we probably are. But not the way like they are.
Yeah. They don't. When they play like this, it's hard to say that we're better than them. It'd be one thing if they had a bad game and then they bounce back the next game and freaking killed it, right? Or maybe they have a bad game or two, but like the streaks like this, like, I mean, this seems like, to me, it feels like we're in for another rough month, which is that's it. If they have a rough month, it's done.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because it's fucking April. There's March is the last full month before playoffs.
That's wild. Almost there.
Mm-hmm. That's they're in Minnesota, but it's crazy. I mean, 23 games sounds like a pretty decent chunk. You know, that's over a quarter of the season left. But if you think about it,
the thing that gets me is like for after like the first 20 something games of the season, like it was like, oh, the Kings have like the best schedule. It's the easiest schedule. And they're mm-hmm. doing dick all with it. James, is someone coming to attack you?
Someone just
slamming the door.
Just unlocked his cell.
It's time to go to the yard. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm flabbergasted because I've said, I don't know, about 87 times in this podcast. It's beyond.
There's too many pieces missing right now. I mean, you can't even look at a full team and say that you know, with these pieces. So it's going to be inconsistent. It's going to be frustrating.
I'm okay with inconsistent. Right now they're consistent. They're consistently bad. I was good with consistently good. Inconsistent would be, at least be like, let's play some 500 hockey.
No, no. You would be it's the same thing. We get frustrated. It's like, at least be one team, right? If you're going to suck, suck. If you're going to be great, be great.
Yeah, I'd rather not be great.
I 100% agree. But I would rather not have the inconsistency. I'd rather, you know, at this point with the pieces missing and them really not performing other than holding down a good PK, just suck then.
Whatever. Well, when it do, it's like we saw the potential that this team is. I think that's obviously what makes us a lot harder. Is this team was very good for a long period of time to start the season, and now we're just seeing like the dog shit that it comes out of this team. My fridge is making a very weird noise.
It sounds like an alarm clock or something. Anyway,
it stopped. So that's what makes it harder. Like if this team was mediocre from the drop, this wouldn't hurt so bad. We'd probably be in a lot better mood. Like, you know, like we're going to, you know, get better, yada, 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 you know, in the next season. So on and so forth. And there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. But when they were a few years ago, when they were not good, we were having fun with it, them not being good.
Yeah. But it's because there was a light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. And it doesn't really seem that way. There was fucking no cap space.
Different expectations. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to sound like a fucking Facebook.
Here we go.
Fucking message board here. But no, it's just like we're in the doldrums. It's not fun. Like, it hasn't been fun to watch these last several games, last four games. Even the next game. That should have been a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
Wasn't fun.
It sucked.
So, I don't know. I'm going to stop there before I do sound like Facebook. But I don't see an exit strategy this season. That's got to get me excited about next season.
It's going to be an interesting off season if they don't make the playoffs. I think there might be some big changes.
Yeah, so. I'm sure we'll talk about that at some other time. Yep. I don't see where it is.
Yep. So anyway.
Unless we can somehow send Dubois to the KHL for Voinov.
All right. We ready for voicemail?
Yep.
I think we only have one. See if this works.
I think Hannah's right. Anschutz cleans house.
Maybe.
It's the King's Realm podcast. That's us. And what's going on? It's Russa. It's 2:30 here. What the fuck time on a Wednesday? No hockey tonight because my Wednesday boys have a full squad, so they don't need a sub. Let's see. Not so good on the road trip so far. Nope. Lost against Edmonton, lost against Calgary, but bigger problem is the injuries right now. Nope. Juice going down is tough. That wrist looked like he was in a lot of pain. And I'm hoping that's not something serious like a broken bone heals. I don't know. Hopefully it's nothing serious because we need Juice back. If the injury bug continues to plague us like this, that's going to be tough sledding. Probably sneak into the playoffs, but anyway. All right, let me think. The week ahead, we've got, I think, two games against Vancouver and then a devil sandwich in the middle.
That is correct.
Oh, Vancouver's tough. Historically, we're crummy against Vancouver in the regular season, even though we got that nice win after they were the President's Trophy winners on to win the Stanley Cup. Not a big deal. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a win against the Devils. I think those guys are trash. I think we'll beat those guys up again. God, the injury thing is tough. Because it's Mikey and it's Juice. That's like top pair, top forward, too. I'm going to go 1-2. Oh, my God. I don't even know what to do with that. Sure, we'll go 1-2. And by the way, guys, Matt Roy is going to need $5 million to get re-signed. I can't remember when you guys brought that up. I don't know who is telling you or making you think that Matt Roy is going to sign with us again for $3 million, but I'll be the one to burst your bubble. That's not happening. If Matt Roy goes to free agency, he will for sure get $5 million. Maybe Rob Blake can talk him into taking a deal in the fours for a hometown and sell the let's go get a Stanley Cup or whatever. But if he goes to free agency, he will get $5 million.
In free agency, he will.
I don't like it, but I'm just telling you what is going to happen.
With
I don't
the
even
Kings.
Think it's like, oh, it might happen. So I'm going to draw a hard line there. Anyway, see ya.
We weren't saying that he would get $3 million. We were just saying he wouldn't get $5 million from us.
I'm going to go the opposite and say he's only going to get $2.5 million from us. And he's going to fucking stay and he's going to like it.
You will like it. That'd be amazing.
You're adored here, Matt Roy. You will be underappreciated anywhere else you go.
That is our only voicemail.
The fuck, Mikey?
I know, right?
So he's saying that he'll get $5 million. Is he a $5 million player?
He's a real good defenseman. I mean, he's pretty much the same player as Gavrikov, right? Just on the other side. Is Gavrikov a $5 million player?
As Gavrikov, though.
He doesn't.
If it comes down to one or the other.
Gavrikov is only signed for another year. So maybe you can convince Matt Roy to take a bridge deal.
As Steve says, he is if someone pays him that much.
It's true. Just like Dubois is worth 8.5.
Not the spirit of the question, though.
Yep. Kings paid Dubois that much. Is he worth it?
Not right now. He's not. Last week, arguably, yes.
Fair.
No.
All right. This is dragging. Week ahead?
Doesn't like someone have something fun to talk about? Is like someone pregnant or something like that? Like that'd be way more fun to talk about than fucking hockey right now.
I'm gonna get you pregnant, Jay Moores.
I'm not drinking, so
James is pregnant.
Michelle's going to Hawaii soon.
Oh, that's cool. Where are you going?
Hawaii.
She just said
dumbass. There's several places in Hawaii, dickwads. Right there. Guys are assholes.
Hannah's writing an ass ton of referrals. I love the unit of measurement.
It also kind of depends on the ass.
Uh-oh. Like you said, speaking of pregnant.
Mikey's pregnant?
Michelle's excited. Is there... What?
Wow.
Mikey!
Who's the dad?
Hey,
sorry.
I did see the drinking for three thing earlier. He did say speaking of. So.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I thought he was just going along with you.
Mm-mm.
Jordan said.
Daddy sauce.
Oh, there you go. Ooh. That's who won those.
Daddy sauce.
There you go. I like how James over here. Tell me which buttons to push.
Well, I'm going to drink.
Yeah.
To Mikey's fatherhood. So cheers, Mikey. Congratulations. Is that a gallon of water?
That is moonshine. He's in Texas. Congrats, dude.
Wow. Big news.
How far along? Tell me now.
Right?
Tell me now. James is pushing your buttons for buttons.
It's true.
Wow, you think we would get first appointment Monday?
You think we would get a voicemail with that announcement, but
I know, but here we are.
Here we are. Steve can't fight Mikey now because Mikey's going to have dad strength.
Yeah, Mikey's pregnant, so you can't fight him. Can't hit a pregnant dad, dude. Fucking rules.
I mean, to be fair.
To be fair.
Steve has dad strength too, dumbass.
I don't know Steve's. I don't know Steve's background. We're just fucking LinkedIn friends. times two.
Mm.
Congrats on the sex, Steve.
Mikey on the sex.
To be fair, Mikey is not the first pregnant dude on this podcast, right, Dennis?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, Dennis did have
Brandon's kid.
Yep.
True.
Well, that's fucking awesome, Mikey.
I love how you brought that up, and Mikey's like, "Well, since you bring it up."
I saw it.
Oh, were you fishing?
We just glazed right over it, though. Oh no, I had no idea.
There you go.
Newly adult daughter. Don't tell James.
Whoa! James, like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Jordan, you know what? You know what? Jordan said it before one of us said it about him. That's what it was. Yeah, he was protecting himself.
And I figured James would be funnier than Dennis, so that's the only reason.
Oh, shit.
James, like, can we end the show, please?
Steve
guess
said,
I'm never meeting Steve again.
Son of a bitch.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks. All right.
Should we talk about the week ahead?
Yes, let's move on, please.
All right. The week ahead. That's how enthused I am.
Yeah.
I don't want to be this upset about it, but I am. The only thing that's good about this week is that the game on Sunday is on fucking TNT.
I'm going to be there, so...
And we got a pregnant announcement. That was pretty good about this week.
That's true. Well, this upcoming week.
I'm talking about this week ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Dick.
Oh. Monday's the first appointment, Dick. Come on. Keep up.
You're still Dick. All right. Thursday, we've got Vancouver. Do I even need to read the thing about the standings? I guess I will. They're first.
I love what Steve just said. W over Vancouver, for sure. It makes no sense, so it's got to happen.
Yeah, but watch time this week.
I like that logic.
Yeah, both.
Vancouver is first in the Pacific, 38-16-7. They're pretty good at hockey. Okay. Here's a little upside. They're 4-4-2 in their last 10. They are 25-3 at home with a +51 goal differential.
25-3?
Yeah. 25-3.
Still.
Yeah. Yeah, but still. That's a loss.
I don't want it to be, but it's gonna be.
It's a loss. It's the smart answer.
Dennis, call the OTL. Don't be a bitch.
I already called a loss, dude.
You can revise it.
So can you, dick.
You're in charge of the fucking sheet.
Okay, so I'll revise yours to an OTL.
No!
Jordan, meet and greet.
Oh, yeah. In Ontario, right?
You need to go, Jordan?
It's for Shorzy.
Ah, oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing a Shorzy night in Ontario. The thing says 3-time Stanley Cup winner Jordan Nolan. By the way, St. Louis. They won with St. Louis. I think he won with St. Louis.
I think he was. Yeah, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Foley live?
Thanks for the assist, Anna.
didn't fully lift the cup in 2012. Even though he wasn't on the team, they were there. So they got to have fun on the ice and lift the cup.
That's pretty cool.
His name's not on it, though.
Sunday, it's a noon 30 game.
It's a matinee.
Matinee.
I can tell you it was not matinee prices.
It's also kids' night.
Is it kids' night?
Yeah.
Kids' day? Perfect. I'm glad kids we're going. Day? Take and live.
Oh.
Booyah.
Hannah. Children.
You sound like Guy.
You know what? We're going. Liv's going. That's a win.
Scott's niece.
God damn it.
I had to say it before Mikey did. All right. The Devils, that just peaked. Our fourth in the Metro, 30-25-5. 5-4-1 the last 10. They are 16-10-2 on the road with a negative 7 goal differential. I'm going to call it a win.
Hannah, you like Liv. You've met Liv.
That's a win.
All right.
Unanimous. And I might bring James Luke there, too.
So Liv is mine.
Because it's our birthday.
He is also mine. Scott's niece is going, that's a win.
That's a win. All right.
And another Vancouver game.
Did everybody call win?
Everybody called a win.
Wow, look at that. Vancouver, I went over the stats.
Well, what are the stats going to be for this game, Jordan?
At least one other win. I'll tell you that much. If not more. Yeah, so Vancouver, back at home. James, what you got?
OTL.
OTL.
Ooh. Dennis?
I'm going to go ballsy. I'm going to win.
I was going to go win, too.
Oh, there you are.
I was going to try and cover them all.
Are you going to go with the loss then?
Nope. I just assumed you were, so I was going to call win. But I'm sticking with it because I'm going with Steve's logic.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Therefore, they're going to win.
Yeah, especially because it's a home game versus an away game where they're better. So, yeah, no sense. Let's go.
James, is it your birthday on Sunday?
3-3. 3-3, turning 5-0. No. It's mine and James Luke's birthday. We share the same birthday.
There you go. What, you turn 27, James?
Twice over. No, just kidding.
Let's do the math on this.
So I gave you a compliment saying 50? All right. What? Here it was trying to be an asshole.
Son of a bitch.
James will be plenty four.
Plenty four.
Plenty four. I like that.
I kind of like that.
Okay. Are we good? Should we let James go finish working? So he can give his presentation in the morning.
Got to present.
Is there anything else?
James, have you had any good barbecue in Texas this trip?
Heart 8. It's a staple of this trip. No, it's a regular. Actually, it's not regular. It's
Russisa! Ooh, Dia de los Muertos. Did I told you, or did I tell you that I met the guy that did a couple of those designs for those jerseys?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah. Cool dude. He's from San Pedro.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, he's saying that is a daddy shirt. Look at the missing teeth. Turn around again. Mostly because I like seeing the back of your head. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
It is a daddy shirt.
Is it?
Dia de los Dowdy.
Mikey has the same shirt.
It's the skull is missing the same two teeth as Drew.
Oh. Never noticed that.
There you go. Learn something new.
Wow. I just got educated by Mikey. James is going to put that in his presentation.
You guys have no talented people in San Pedro. That sounds like some shade there, Steve.
Whoa, apparently you didn't have the ribs a few weeks ago.
Suddenly I wish Modelo made LA Kings cans. Oh, no. Oh. Nice. Good cover, Steve. Good cover.
Was throwing shade at people of San Pedro.
All right.
And James is working.
Yep. We've lost James. He's working. So follow us on social media. Kings
Realm Pod. The deck's almost done, guys. The deck's almost done.
Follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, voicemails, text messages, 562-317-0087. Check out thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. Go sign up for DraftKings. Promo code THPN. All the fun stuff. That's it. No more.
Steve says James sober working is no fun.
It is. This is what James does. So, for James Luck, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
Trying to get James to do it.
Whoa.
Man titties.
Imagine dragging these nuts on your face. Get fucked, Jordan.
Jordan.
Water bottle out.
Water bottle out.
Made it through the main show without it being pressed once.
Yep. To the after show. Well, that's because Micah didn't leave voicemails. So
yeah.